Finding Gold, Part 2. More powerful secrets to make your mutual more attractive to reinsurers. Hi, this is Jack Randall. Got your 2020 reinsurance quoted and placed yet? Since time is of the essence, let's quickly look at three more simple yet effective gold nugget secrets your mutual can effectively use to attract proposals from multiple reinsurers, get the best reinsurance rates, get the best reinsurance terms, and be offered the broadest selection of programs and retentions. In our last issue, we looked at and explained three secrets. First of all, to turn your talk radio station from WIIFM to WIIFT. In other words, use talking points of interest to them. We then looked at getting off the bench, grab the ball, and start playing offense. In other words, exude confidence and initiative when speaking to the reinsurers. And finally, number three, confidently shared your detailed five-year written vision. Here I'm talking about painting a detailed word picture of your mutual's future. So today, let's look at three more secrets in this second issue. First off, number one, show your practices to identify, reduce, and monitor your CAT exposures. By CATs, I'm of course talking potential catastrophic loss events like windstorm or hail or earthquake, not small furry animals. CAT exposures are major concerns for reinsurers. By proactively bringing up the practices you use to identify, reduce, and monitor your CAT exposures, you set the stage and pique their interest as they observe your company's professionalism and underwriting expertise in avoiding or controlling unnecessary loss exposures. Once again, you're providing solid evidence that you have a firm, conscious grasp on how and where you write your business. That's what they want to see. Some of the items and practices you may wish to include are the latest detailed CAT model exposure analysis of your company. It should include and be able to break out any EQ exposures. If you don't write earthquake at all, that's important. Be sure to pass that information along to the reinsurer. Next one, an older CAT model to compare with the newer one. Next one, a heat map showing the physical location of your risks. Hopefully it's more north-south in shape rather than east-west when discussing windstorm or hail concerns. Next one, application requirements that for each insured home / building, you gather GPS latitude-longitude information. Remember that county, street address, or zip code information alone is way too vague anymore. You need more detail. We're also talking about building construction information. In other words, wood, brick, block, masonry, veneer, is it steel? Whatever it is, put it down. Next one is a listing of your current windstorm or hail deductibles offered, as well as EQ deductibles. Next one is any recent restrictive limitation you've placed on new business for CAT perils like earthquake. You should note those. And finally, your plans to address any lingering risk concentration concerns unique to your company. The second point, evidence your 10-year profitability separated by line of business. This breakout has the potential to speak positive volumes about your mutual to reinsurer. If you think of each line of business as a separate, independent profit center for your company, you naturally want to underwrite, price, annually monitor, and adjust each line so each one consistently produces a profit. Many farm mutuals still, unfortunately, simply lump their whole book of business together and then only look at their overall profitability. This overall profitability thinking is flawed in that while a mutual as a whole may or may not be profitable, the lines that are actually not performing and require attention, they remain hidden for years and don't get addressed. So to a reinsurer, documentation noting profitability by line of business is yet another way of showing your mutual's management expertise, as well as setting your mutual apart from the crowd. The third point in our session today, evidence your 10-year growth separated by line of business. While growth is good, reinsurers want to see what lines the growth is coming from. Farm mutuals who want quality, consistent, profitable growth understand the vital importance of monitoring their growth over time by line of business. Here again, only looking at overall growth as a general whole doesn't provide an accurate enough picture. You must know where your growth is coming from and why. Once you know this, adjustments can then be made as needed. So how should you measure line of business growth? While there are many yardsticks available to measure growth, in other words, policy count, premiums written, etc., tracking growth by gross risk in force is arguably the best means to track growth by line of business for a farm mutual. Here, I'm going to insert a rather obvious spoiler alert. As you compare your growth by line of business statistics to profitability by line of business statistics that we talked about just previously. Remember, in a perfect world, you would be growing only in your most profitable lines. Sadly, I find many mutuals who are struggling to be profitable only to discover that they're actually growing fastest in their least profitable lines. That's crazy. Surely that's not the case with your mutual, right? Want to find more powerful secrets to attract reinsurers? Stay tuned for next audiocast, where we will dig deeper in and cover more gold nuggets. All my best to you, Jack Randall. Hey, by the way, I will be presenting many more points on this very subject on November 11th at the MAMIC Convention. That's the Missouri Association of Mutual Insurance Companies Convention in Columbia, Missouri. I hope to see you there. Still have more questions on the content of this article? Give me a call at 816-617-4823 or email me at jack@randallresourcesint.com. Have a great day.